And, you know, I'd like for you to take just a quick moment here, if you would, Jonathan, and just pray for us all that our hearts would be opened as God's heart for one another to see Yeshua rule and reign in each one of us as we see his kingdom coming.
Thank you, Chuck. I'd love to do that. Father, I thank you that you have called us into the kingdom for such a time as this. Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, with a calling to be about the work of the Father, to be working the works of him who sent us while it is yet day, for night will come when no man can work. Lord, use us, please, and may we not waste any time, but fulfill our destiny on this earth to welcome Jesus back. His name we pray, in the name of Yeshua. Amen.
Amen. Thanks so much, Jonathan. Get a copy of this wonderful book, A Rabbi Looks at Jesus of Nazareth. You get to $16 or more to Save America Ministries. We'll put it in your hands. Write to us at Save America Ministries. Add $4 for postage and handling. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. And go to our website, saveus.org, where we have a vast amount of materials there, including this book. Can I urge you, friends, on the near edge of the second coming here, as we're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour, to send your gifts. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. And you might consider praying for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next few hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Garth Nicholson, who's certainly one of the most preeminent scientists of our time. And I know a decade or so ago, when we were first interviewing Dr. Nicholson, I wanted to be sure who he said he was. I went to the local library and I asked him to pull up his papers, and he had over 600 peer review papers at that time. I'm sure he has many more at this time, but he subsequently had the opportunity of meeting students that he trained when he was a professor at the MB Anderson Clinic there in Houston, a tenured professor, and they all just loved him. And he was certainly one of the outstanding people, that one of the best teachers they all had, and several of them just commented this spontaneously. So we're really pleased to have Dr. Nicholson with us tonight. I'd asked him to come on and talk about this entity, as we call it, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, Lyme disease, Gulf War illness. They're all really part and parcel of the same spectrum of disease. And of course, we want to get into the background of the cause. And then, is there anything that can be done? And Dr. Nicholson is working with that, and that's one reason he's here tonight. Dr. Nicholson, thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me on your program again. I appreciate it.
Well, it's always a pleasure. So let's get started. Where do these entities come from? Is there any common denominator? Why do people get these diseases?
Well, they get them for a number of reasons. We've worked in the past on chronic infections and the role, and they play a very important role in these diseases, and that's one reason why they're on the increase. They've increased so rapidly in the last couple of decades. There's some other reasons as well, due to other types of environmental exposures and so on. And we've been working on one aspect of that recently that's very interesting. We've been working on energy systems in the body, and the energy in your body is really generated within each cell in the little batteries called mitochondria. Mitochondria are the organelles inside each of your cells that produce the energy necessary for life. And so we've been working on the hypothesis that these energy systems are impaired in chronic fatigue syndrome, in fact, in other fatiguing illnesses as well. And that turns out to be true. In most people with these chronic illnesses that result in tremendous fatigue, mitochondria are only operating at about 50% efficiency. They're only generating about one-half of the number of high-energy molecules necessary for the cell for all its variety of activities and uses necessary for normal life. And so we've been trying to figure out why they're impaired, why the mitochondria aren't functioning properly. And one of the things that we and other people have come to the conclusion about mitochondria is that their membranes are damaged. So the mitochondria are actually surrounded by a membrane which contains lipid and protein. But we've been focusing on the lipid part of the membrane because that's the most sensitive to damage. And it turns out the damage is due to oxidative events inside the cells that damage it. And that can come from a number of sources, including infections, environmental damage, chemicals, and so on, that can cause oxidation of the membrane and damage of the mitochondrial membrane, loss of energy function.
And so the idea then would be to try to replace that, the lipids in the membrane?
Yes, this is what we've come up with. I call it lipid replacement therapy, to use natural food sources to replace the damaged lipids and recover the mitochondrial function.
All right, well, we're going to get into this whole subject here in just a moment or two, but this, we're talking about millions of Americans with these chronic disabling diseases. We'll be back in just a moment here with Dr. Garth Nicholson. Go ahead and pick up the story there.
Well, just to reiterate again, we've been working under the assumption that part of the problem with these chronic fatiguing illnesses is that mitochondrial function is impaired, and in fact, it's only operating at about half efficiency. So in turn, trying to figure out what is wrong, why they're not functioning properly, it goes back to actually how they're constructed. They're constructed of the lipids and proteins. And it turns out the lipid part of the mitochondria seems to be the most sensitive to environmental and oxidative damage caused by a variety of infections that people with fatiguing illnesses have. The majority of them have a variety of chronic intracellular infections. And we've discussed this on your program before. And now this gets down to some of the aspects of what these types of environmental damages and infections do inside the cell. One of the things that they do is damage the membranes of the cell, and the mitochondrial membranes are very, very sensitive to this. Once they're damaged by oxidation, they become leaky, and this means that it's like stripping the insulation off a battery. If you do that, the battery runs down very quickly. Well, the same thing with the mitochondria. They can't generate high-energy molecules if the membranes are leaky. And so what we've come up with is a way to replace the damaged lipids in the membrane, a technique I call lipid replacement therapy. So we have to give patients lipids to replace the membrane lipids that are damaged. So these lipids have to be very particular. They're a very unusual and unique class of lipids that make up the membrane lipids. And we have to protect them so that they don't get oxidized during the ingestion and transport into the cells. And so that's one of the unique characteristics that we found with lipid replacement therapy, that you just can't give dietary lipids. In fact, most people that take the lipids as part of their diet, for example, fish oils and so on, don't realize that most of the lipids that they're taking in are already oxidized. They're already damaged. And you can't really replace the lipids with damaged lipids. That doesn't do any good at all. You have to replace the lipids with undamaged lipids. So the membrane lipids have to be replaced with particular phospholipids, as they're called, the glycophospholipids that haven't been oxidized and haven't been damaged. So one of the ways around that is to figure out how do we, number one, purify the lipids from sources such as plant sources and so on, get purified lipids, protect them from oxidation during their storage and so on, and then deliver them in capsules, for example, or tablets so that they can be metabolized inside our system without being oxidized and destroyed. So we've overcome that. We've found a way to deliver the lipids. Patients do extremely well on.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, the whole key, Dr. Dixon has found, is basically to be able to get lipids into the body, and these have to be lipids that have not been oxidized. So many of the lipids, for instance, in fish oil or other things, have been oxidized, and so they will not actually replace the lipids, which of course part of the membrane there, the mitochondria. So apparently you get them from plants. Can you get them at all from fish or from fish oil or, say, from krill,
absolutely,
things like that?
Absolutely. We just happened to have first chosen a plant source for the majority of the lipids. We're now bringing in some lipids from other sources. The important thing is the purity of the lipids. They have to be purified in a certain way, kept under nitrogen, for example, so they're not oxidized, and then they have to be formulated in a way to protect them from oxidation. So I think the important thing is to explain what happens when these lipids enter the body. They're picked up by carrier molecules. They're shipped all around our circulatory system to various cells in the body. They're taken in, and then if they're needed, for example, there are certain exchange proteins that will exchange these lipids out for damaged lipids. So this process is a natural process that occurs naturally when you eat food. The food constituents go in and replace the damaged constituents in your body. The problem is really is to get the source and protect the source so that they're not damaged when you put them in. So we've been able to do that. And what we've seen is that mitochondrial function is down about one-half in, for example, individuals who are aged. If you're greater than 70 years old, your mitochondrial function goes down. If you have chronic infections or chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia syndrome or a number of other fatiguing illnesses, generally your mitochondria are functioning only about 50%, about one-half. So what this does is that it corrects that problem, and now all of a sudden we see the function go up to 80-90%, and we can restore not only the function, but the fatigue levels in patients drop about 40-45% within a 30-40-day period. So we've seen very dramatic results. And one of the reasons I'm on the program tonight is that we have a new product that we're testing that makes use of this technology, and we're looking to find people that have moderate to severe chronic fatigue to see if they would qualify for a clinical trial that we're running that can be done completely at home. We will send them this new experimental product. They will take it. They will do a survey form on their computer at home called the Piper Fatigue Survey, and we will be able to tell their fatigue levels from that and how they're doing during the time that they take this product. And then we'll be able to see the benefits from this, and if we make minor changes in the product, one of the things that we've done, for example, is we've had B-complex vitamins, and we want to see if that has an effect. We've added a compound in this latest trial, which is an energy molecule inside the cell called NADH. That's a cell that's used in a lot of enzyme reactions, and we want to see if that improves the energy as well. So these are some of the things that we're doing, and I invite people to go to our website at the for Molecular Medicine. It's www.immed.org. It's like immediate.org, immed.org. And if they go to the left of the home page, bottom, it says sign up for clinical trials. They can click on that and they'll go to a different website which will explain all the aspects of the clinical trial and what we're doing and how we're doing it and all the details, who's running it, what it's for. And then people will be invited to take a survey to see their fatigue levels. And so if people have severe or moderate or moderately severe fatigue, then they'll qualify for the trial. And then we'll just simply ask them a few more questions and eventually send them product. And we'll ask them to take this survey four times during the trial to see if they've improved and how much they've improved and what areas have they improved in. Because this trial will look at cognitive problems, for example, cognitive improvement, fatigue improvement, and a number of other issues as well. So it'd be interesting for people just to even go to that website to find out if they have fatigue and how severe is the fatigue. And then there are a number of things that they can do about it as well, and we have that on our website, other information on how people that have these fatiguing illnesses can take care of those. Many of these people have chronic infections, and there's information how to be tested to see if you have these and what to do about it if you have them. Other people have other types of exposures that need to be taken care of, everything from heavy metals, for example, information on the website for people, even if they're not interested in taking part in the trial.
Well, just as a matter of interest for my part, would this help older people who don't necessarily have chronic fatigue syndrome, but I just, as you get older, why, of course, you fatigue a lot more easily than you did when you were younger.
Absolutely. We did a trial a few years ago, which was called an aging trial, where we took people above the age of 70. So these are people that ranged in age from 70 to, I think, to about 94. My father was in it. He's 93 at the time. And these people turned out to have a tremendous increase in energy during the trial, a decrease in their fatigue levels, and they were much more active and so on, as judged by their activity levels and so on. And their mitochondrial function went way up. So we were really satisfied with the results of that trial, indicating that this is really an anti-aging as well as anti-fatigue treatment for people who were getting older and don't have the energy that they used to have. It's one way to help recover that energy.
Well, for our listeners out there, these I have sort of a little mnemonic I like to remember. A for sort of a aching all over, which a lot of the people will have with the chronic fatigue syndrome. A B, they have a brain fog. And then C, of course, many of them will have colitis or other intestinal problems. Some of them will have degenerative neurological disease, but they're all suddenly don't have energy. That's the E part. And then this chronic disabling fatigue, which is certainly so characteristic of this chronic fatigue, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, Gulf War syndrome, which disables literally millions of people, and yet very little is being done to alleviate this, and the average doctor has no idea what can be done. But this is really sort of an exciting new departure, and I know that Dr. Nicholas has been working this for some time, and you've had excellent results in many of these clinical trials, haven't you?
Oh, yes, we have. We've run four clinical trials on this lipid product called NT Factor, and NT Factor has been really a godsend to many people that feel highly fatigued. They take this in tablet form, for example, several times a day, and it helps repair their mitochondrial membranes, and they see increased energy, decreased fatigue, increased mitochondrial function. Their clarity of thought is increased. They have less brain fog and so on. A lot of this is because the energy systems inside the cells really have to be working optimally for optimal health. And this helps optimize the mitochondria inside the cells, helps bring back the mitochondrial function, which is needed for practically everything inside the cell, all the metabolic processes of the cell, and particularly nerve cells, which have a very high metabolic rate, are very sensitive to loss of mitochondrial function. So one of the things that we found is that this really helps people if they're having neurologic problems. And so people with neurodegenerative diseases, this is the latest thing I've gotten into, for example, people with Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and so on, really see quite a dramatic benefit from taking this formulation. And so that's one of the things that I'm going to be designing a clinical trial in the area of Alzheimer's disease on this product as well. So it has a number of different uses, and we feel very confident that people will benefit tremendously from taking this product.
Now, my understanding was that anybody who enters the trial will certainly get the product for 60 days, and then you give them, another 3 or 4 months of the product, so
yes,
free of charge?
Yes, they'll get a few months of free product to continue on so that they can, again, reach their full potential. And after that, then they may feel that they want to purchase the product, and of course that's up to them. But we'll certainly be giving them a free product after it's over so they can continue on to feel good and to have the energy that they were lacking before.
All right, fine. Now, what percentage improvement do you see in the people?
Well, for example, in the average improvement on the four clinical trials that we did was between 40 and 45% improvement, which is pretty dramatic when you consider that we're just dealing with one aspect of these complex diseases, and you touched upon there are a number of different aspects of these diseases which makes them very multifactorial and complex, difficult to deal with. This is one of the issues that is very important, we feel, mitochondrial function and energy inside the cells of the body. So once we repair that, then we can go to the next issue, and then the next issue, and so on, and help people fully recover.
Well, our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question on this subject, there's nobody you'll get more information from than Dr. Nicholson. So give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, many of the people with these chronic diseases have certain toxicity. Perhaps it's fluoride, it's mercury, aluminum, things of that sort. How best is to get rid of the these various metals that we've been poisoned with? Certainly, does chelation help? What about certainly some of these ointments that they put on? Are they beneficial? Do you need IV? Do you need rectal suppositories? What's the best way to chelate to get rid of these metals that are so toxic?
Well, there are actually a number of ways which we can discuss that are being used to remove metals from the system. And what we've found is the most effective, and we've done some clinical trials on this, are suppositories of EDTA. These are anal suppositories that are put in overnight, and they're incredibly safe. This is the best thing about them that I find over some of the other administrations, such as intravenous, for example, or oral. The suppositories are the safest that we've ever found. We've never seen an adverse reaction from the suppositories.
And, of course, it's a lot less expensive than the IV chelation. All of these other methods work, but this has apparently been very, very effective. Well, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. So basically, of course, we're working now, of course, to improve the function of the mitochondria, getting rid of the metals, and basically, what are the things that you really...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Infections. And once you get these, and some of these associated with Lyme disease, some of these associated with other conditions, but once you get them, why they get into the cell and the doctor can't find them, you just don't have the means of getting this. You have to do very sensitive tests to pick up their presence. But these are chronic diseases, and they will be there for long periods of time, and they really, of course, need very specialized treatment. Sometimes antibiotics will get rid of these. Then we were briefly talking about the food dyes. You know, there's so many things in the food. And, of course, some parents will insist that their children will react to the coloring in Jell-O and other specific things. And then the experts say, well, this could not be true. You know, lots of children can take it without a reaction. And that's true. But basically, certain children are more sensitive to these things than others. And these children really will have tremendous reactions to the chemicals and dyes and coloring that it's in food. And the FDA refuses to acknowledge it. Well, because my personal opinion is there's a lot of money involved, and they certainly don't want to do anything to offend the people who are certainly putting a lot of money into the FDA. FDA gets money from a lot of these various companies. I do investigate them, and, who pays the piper calls the tune. I think the people need to be certainly protected, and I think there's so many things we have to be concerned about in the food chain and certainly the susceptibility of many of these products. Well, anyway, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We have John calling from Spokane. John, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. I have a question. I've been wanting to know what man-made chemical is the most damaging to the body, and also what do you know about natural and artificial flavors?
Well, there are a number of chemicals that are highly damaging to the body. Of course, the most corrosive chemical that is the cause of severe oxidation are highly toxic and highly dangerous. And so there are thousands of chemicals which are out there. Many of these are actually put in foods these days. So we need to know better what's going on with our manufactured foods and some of the additives that are put in them. I'm not saying that necessarily that these additives are bad, but there is a small group of people within our population that are very sensitive to food additives, including some of the antioxidants that are put in, some of the food colorings that are put in, and some of the other things that are done with foods to protect them from becoming rancid, for example, to give them an appealing taste and texture, and so on and so forth. So in general, I'm in favor of more natural sources of food, less with the additives, more natural, meaning more organically grown, less chemicals used to grow them, less exposure to a variety of different chemicals and so on. It's just a matter that everyone's different and everyone has to determine on their own what's best for their own body. Some people can do a tremendous job in metabolizing some of these complex chemicals that we all face now in the environment. Other people are incredibly sensitive, cannot metabolize them. In fact, they're very toxic. So it's something that everyone has to determine for themselves what route they're going to have to take.
Well, you know, when you actually go into the grocery store and you get these regular prepared foods and you look at the label, they have all of these things, natural flavoring. What's natural flavoring? That's just simply a cover name for MSG, which is an excitotoxin, which some people are extremely sensitive to. And they've got all of these names there, and you can't figure out what's in them. That's why I certainly think increasingly that now the people who've been telling us for years that we should be eating natural food, I think they're probably right. I think we're an awful lot of people are getting into problems because of what we're eating. And if you can grow your own food or get it from a market where you know that the what they're spraying onto it or wash it off, why, I think you're so much better off. But, John, do you have anything else to ask? I would tell you that aspartame, MSG, these things you should not be taking. Certainly you've got to be very, very careful about some of the bisphenol and phthalates, which are estrogen-like substances. They're in the plastics that your food is wrapped in. The chemicals, the colorings, go right down the line of the things that we are getting, certainly our soy products, that we're eating excessive amounts of soy, genetically modified food. Can you think of any other things, Garth, that we should mention for John?
Well, I think you've hit upon some of the most important things that need to be considered. And again, everybody reacts differently to all
Hold that
things.
Thought. Hold that thought here. Well, John, do you have anything else you wanted to ask before we let you go?
I just wanted to let you know that you have a great program, and I enjoy listening to it. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, John. I really appreciate that. And it's so gratifying to know that the listeners do appreciate what we're doing here. And certainly we'll open up the lines in just a few moments here when all of our stations are back on board. But right now, of course, our guest is Dr. Garth Nicholson. We're talking about really, these entities are really very, very real. What sort of, have you had any sort of response from the previous programs we've done where we've asked for people to volunteer for your program?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We've had tremendous response, and I want to thank you and your listeners very much. We've been able to enroll almost 200 people into this trial, and I think that's excellent.
Well, that's great, and this actually has a great listening audience, so we'll put the pitch in just as soon as everybody's back here. We have probably about 15 different stations or outlet for this 1 hour. This is certainly one of the best hours we have, and we have people really all across the country who sort of design their day around this one program. In fact, we've got a lot of people in the eastern part of the country that actually stay up from 11 to 1 in the morning there, of course, in Eastern time zone to listen, whether it be in Cincinnati, upstate New York, or certainly in Michigan, and we've got several outlets in Michigan. So we're very, very grateful to have a voice, and I'm just so pleased. We'll just have to see what sort of response we get from this hour. Well, our guest, of course, is Dr. Garth Nicholson. We're talking about the chronic diseases. And, of course, the cause of so much of the chronic fatigue associated with this is the defect in the mitochondria, the little batteries which make up the energy source for our cells. Fortunately, the scientists understand how these things work, and the only question is, what can we do to help people? And so the traditional medicine, there's little that can help. Hang on, we'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, Dr. Garth Nicholson, and Dr. Nicholson, formerly a tenured professor at the University of H.B. Anderson Clinic in Houston, Texas. We do carry his book. It's called Project Daylily. And if you've never read Project Daylily, it reads like a Tom Clancy thriller, only the trouble is it really is true. They've changed the names to protect themselves. But Dr. Nicholson and his wife write this incredible book. And, of course, has anybody ever talked about putting that into a motion picture?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Actually, there's a Canadian film company that's going to make a multi-part TV series out of it. And we're just going through the negotiations right now. So we're very excited about that.
Well, I can almost promise you it won't get shown in the United States. But if it's shown in Canada and throughout the world, why, we are pleased. And who knows, maybe Truth TV would have the courage to show it. They put on Jesse Ventura, and maybe they'll have the credit to do the
well,
courage.
Well, absolutely, it will be shown in the United States because one of the arrangements is with the company that that markets and distributes these types of films to television programs in the United States. So we're confident that it will be shown.
Oh, well, great. I just hope and pray that it will be. Well, okay, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how, once again, how they can go ahead and get to your website, how they can sign up for this clinical trial.
Well, for those listeners that have a problem with severe to moderate chronic fatigue, this is fatigue that is not refreshed by sleep. It's caused by a variety of different problems that they've been exposed to, everything from Lyme disease to chronic infections like mycoplasma, chlamydia, other chemical exposures and so on that can cause this chronic fatigue problem. There is a way to help the energy systems inside your cell. And so we're running this clinical trial to determine the usefulness of a product that's already been proven in four clinical trials to be very effective in reducing fatigue anywhere from 35% to 45% in these different groups of patients. And what we've done is we've added another energy, high-energy molecule to this lipid component called NT factor that repairs the mitochondria, which are damaged by oxidation in all these chronic illnesses that we see these days. And so this clinical trial will test the additive of this new all-natural component. Now, the interesting thing about what we're doing is we're taking all natural components that already exist inside cells, but we're protecting them from damage, and then we're giving them as a food supplement so that they can go in through natural process and repair the damage that has occurred inside the cell, particularly to our membranes inside the cell. So this the clinical trial is not taking a drug or not taking something that stimulant or something like that. This is just quite the opposite. It's an all-natural functional food which will go inside the cell and help repair the systems that are damaged inside the cells. If people are interested in finding out more about the trial, they can go on our website at the Institute for Molecular Medicine. That's www.immed.org. It's like immediate.org. The Institute for Molecular Medicine website, immediate.org. Down at the lower left hand of the home page, there's a button that says sign up for clinical trials. And they'll click on that button and they'll go to a new website, which is devoted to explaining the aspects of the clinical trials, who we are, who the principals in running the trial, what the trial is about, the components that we're testing in the trial, the safety issues, which is very important to us. These are very safe compounds. How they can take a survey to determine the level of their fatigue, whether they have severe, moderate, or mild fatigue, for example. They'll find out about that and more information about the trial and how it's to be run. The interesting thing about this clinical trial is that you can take part in this clinical trial right in your own home. The only thing you need is an email address and an Internet connection because the way you'll be tested is over the Internet. You'll be asked a whole series of questions about your fatigue levels and so on, using a validated instrument to measure fatigue. And you'll do this four times during the trial over the span of 60 days. You'll be sent by the mail a product that will be tested. It's an all-natural product. The ingredients have been tested in other clinical trials before, have been found to be completely safe. And we're just combining these two all-natural products into a new formulation, which we're going to test. Now, I think the great thing about this trial is that we've done all the preliminary work on all the constituents, and they've really come out really excellent in all our trials, incredibly safe. The safety factor was tremendous. no adverse reactions to any of these components, and now we're putting them together, and we've had really good luck with this new formulation. And so now we have time to really give it a good clinical test. So we want to get a couple hundred people or more enrolled in testing this so we can get really good information and highly statistically significant results from a trial like this. And that's what we're aiming for. So your listeners who might be interested in helping us out and helping themselves out in the process, please take a look at this trial and see if you're interested in joining it.
Well, I would have two questions. First of all, what about a woman who's pregnant? Would she be better off not maybe waiting until she's not pregnant before she tried taking something of this sort?
Well, the interesting thing about this is, since it's all natural, these are things that you would take you would ingest these things in foods anyway. What we've done is we've protected them from oxidation and damage during their ingestion, during the storage of the product, and so on. So this is an all-natural thing anyway. Do we want pregnant women in the clinical trial? Actually, no, we don't. Not for this trial. We probably will do a separate trial just on pregnant
women. Okay. All right, fine. Well, then that's I knew somebody was pregnant and really wondered about that. Now, another thing, Sydney, you had mentioned, Alzheimer's disease. What about something like Parkinson's disease? And I would mention one thing. I've heard that there have been some studies that have suggested that many people, or at least some people with Parkinson's disease, have very high levels of manganese, and if you can get the manganese out, why, of course, they do ever so much better. Are you acquainted at all with that thought?
Yes, and in fact, there's certain heavy metals, as well as certain infections, that exacerbate these conditions, particularly the neurodegenerative diseases. And it's interesting that in most of the neurodegenerative diseases, mitochondrial function is an issue. So that's one reason why people that have these diseases also feel fatigued. And that's one reason why that they may benefit from this product. And we've seen this. We haven't done a clinical trial on Alzheimer's yet, but we do have anecdotal studies to show the benefit in individuals in taking this particular product. So we know that that's something that may benefit patients in that group in the future. So in the future, we're going to really look more carefully at neurodegenerative diseases and what we can do to help these people.
Well, do you think people would have Parkinson's disease, maybe not necessarily joining this study, but just as a whole might benefit from this type of treatment?
Well, they do benefit from it. We're going to do a separate study, probably on Alzheimer's and a separate study on Parkinson in the future. So we're probably not going to have those groups of those types of patients in this particular study. We're looking more towards people that have chronic Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia syndrome, and so on, and also other people with other diagnoses, maybe an autoimmune disease or whatever, but have fatigue problems, fatigue issues. For this particular trial, that's the group that we're looking for. In the future, we're going to try and concentrate a little bit more heavily on the neurodegenerative diseases because mitochondrial function is a problem in those diseases. There is impairment of mitochondrial function.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Al, who's calling from Northern California, and I know who this fellow is. He's a personal friend. Hi, Al. How are you doing tonight?
How are you, Dr. Chan?
I'm doing just fine.
How are you, Dr. Nicholson?
Well, fine. What can I do to answer any of your questions?
Well, Dr. Sand, you had mentioned Parkinson's disease, and so maybe this will not work, or maybe this is something that we should pass on. My wife does have Parkinson's disease and also hepatitis C, and in the morning when she wakes up, she's just aches all over. Now, she takes the Tylenol, comes back to bed for about 30 minutes, then the pain dissipates and leaves, so she's fine. But, for instance, working in the kitchen, she might work 30 minutes and then just totally exhausted, energy gone. Every day, a nap is needed or to lay down just to rest. So I don't know if that's because of the Parkinson's and hepatitis C, or is it, in fact, something else? And so if you're not doing the trials where she could or should participate in this one, then maybe we'll wait for the hepatitis, I mean for the Parkinson.
Well, you could wait for that, or you could just simply give it a try, because we have seen some very dramatic responses in terms of fatigue in Parkinson's and Alzheimer's patients that were taking a product called Revacel, R-E-V-A-C-E-L, Revacel. That's a product that contains NT factor, B-complex vitamins, and antioxidants. And people with neurodegenerative diseases seem to benefit quite dramatically from this all-natural formulation.
Well, then that brings about another question.
Well, no, let me just ask a question. Is that put out by the company that's helping you with this product, with this study?
Well, for this study that we're doing right now, we're trying to concentrate on fatiguing illnesses rather than neurodegenerative diseases.
Right, but I'm just asking if this Revacel is put out by the same company.
Yes, it is.
Okay, fine.
Put out by the same company that we've dealt with before. The clinical trial is actually done by a separate company, a different company, but that company actually buys the NT factor from this nutritional therapeutics company that is really one of the first in the area that I've worked with for years now in formulating the lipid replacement therapy concept.
Well, now, would the suppositories get the, if there is a manganese, how would you find if somebody really had manganese toxicity, which apparently is a factor in many cases with Parkinson's disease? Can you measure that? Would you do a manganese level of the hair, of the blood, of the tissue? How would you
identify? Yes, that can all be done. These levels can be measured, for example, in hair. They can be measured in feces. They can be measured in body fluids and so on to determine, you know, what are the levels and are they abnormal. So there are also a number of other heavy metals as well that may play a role in these diseases, and those can be all measured in the same test, essentially.
But, of course, the treatment is essentially the same, and that would be then the EDTA suppository?
That's one of the techniques that we use. There are other formulations that people can actually take orally. They're not as effective as the EDTA suppositories, but that's another route that can be used to remove the heavy metals. And there are some natural chelators that are derived from natural plants. They're not as effective as EDTA, but they can be used as well.
Okay, Al, did you have anything else you wanted to ask? Basically,
yes,
what Dr. Nicholson is saying, basically, is you might just want to try the product on its own, not part of a clinical trial, because this would not apply to your wife, but certainly the product might very well help to give her more in the way of energy, and if it does, I'd certainly like to know what happens.
Well, I appreciate that. The next question would be, might this conflict in any way with the medication she's taking?
I don't think so, because again, this is a functional food.
Okay.
It's derived from normal food. It's just simply done in a purification process to enrich the fractions of the most essential food products and then protect them from being damaged, being oxidized, being turned into rancid food. And so, again, we're talking about functional food. We're not talking about a drug or something that could have an adverse interaction. We've never seen any adverse interactions, because all we really are doing with these natural foods is replacing some of the natural constituents of the cells.
I understand. Now, this is for me personally, and just a quick one here. I also have hepatitis C, and also during the day sometimes just totally exhausted to the that I have to lay down, nap 30 minutes, 45 minutes or so. But then I also have something that Dr. Stan was talking about, and that is, I don't know if it's actually brain fog, but for instance, thought right current in your mind, then totally gone. I mean, cannot reach in and grab it. Don't know if this has anything to do with it either. Do you think suggesting this would be the hepatitis C or something that I should be taking, a test that I should go through?
Well, I think you should go through the test anyway. But people that have chronic infections, and of course hepatitis is a chronic infection, caused by chronic infection.
Yes.
So anybody with a chronic infection will suffer from fatigue.
Okay, very good.
Natural aspect of that, and they will benefit from this particular formulation, NT factor.
Okay, hope that answers your question, Al. Anything else?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
God bless. Okay, our telephone number then is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And here's an opportunity, of course, to actually try this product, and certainly it will benefit science, but it will also benefit you. There's certainly no downside at all. It's just a normal food product, but prepared in a very special way so that it will be much more effective, of course, in reconstituting this lipid lining of the mitochondria. So this is all sort of an exciting work that Dr. Nichols is really on the cutting edge of. Is this at all being accepted by general medicine?
Well, you can certainly see the effects in the last couple of years. I'm just on my way to three different meetings later this month, and I have to go to Europe for one, I have to go to Minneapolis for another, and then I'll be up in Washington, actually in Seattle area. And all these three meetings have invited me to come and talk about this particular lipid replacement therapy and the use of these products to improve mitochondrial function. So there's a tremendous interest in this, and a variety of medical societies are really promoting this right now. So I'm very excited about teaching physicians more about this.
And I really think this is really so exciting, because really there's been very little to do for these patients in the past, and we're talking about really millions of Americans, you know, with chronic fatigue, Lyme disease, and they end up going from doctor to doctor, and the average doctor will simply give you a Prozac or a Valium or some of the sort, which is not going to begin to touch this at all, because the diagnosis is so difficult to make, and certainly identifying these chronic infections is quite difficult, isn't it?
It is, and we can get into that, actually.
Well, why don't we just, we've only got a few more minutes, but why don't we just touch on that?
Sure.
Go right ahead.
Well, one of the things that we and other people have found out, and in fact, at the latest Institute for Functional Medicine Symposia, and this brings in all the infectious disease physicians around the country, I'm going to give a presentation on chronic infections and their role in a variety of chronic illnesses, and particularly neurologic illnesses, degenerative diseases, autoimmune diseases, and fatiguing illnesses all have in common these chronic infections that get inside our cells and cause havoc. They cause metabolic havoc. They release toxins. They cause an increase in the oxidation.
Hold that thought. Go right ahead, please.
We were talking about the damage that these chronic infections cause inside the cells, and virtually every cell in our body can be infected by...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you know what happens to a community that fluoridates its drinking water? Well, the incidence of Down syndrome and endocrine dysfunction, heart disease, thyroid disease, hip fracture, mental problems, infertility, cancer, and crime increases. And if you doubt that, why, go to fluoridealert.org, fluoridealert.org, or the website of the scientists who work for the EPA. That's NTEU280.org. That's NTEU280.org. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, we carry a Berkey water unit. It does a great job. If you have the fluoride filter, specifically taking fluoride out of the drinking water, but you're still going to get a lot of fluoride absorbed through your skin if you shower or bathe. So we have now a total home filtration unit. It's affordable. It does a great job. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Is on the cutting edge of all of this. Now, we do carry his book, Project Daylily. It is one of the most incredible books you'll ever read. Reads like a Tom Clancy novel. The only trouble is, this is true. The names have been changed to avoid lawsuits, but you'll find it fascinating. And, of course, Dr. Nicholson had to leave his position as a tenured professor at the MB Anderson Clinic in Houston, because threats against his life and because so many of the people he was dealing with had been murdered. And you say, murdered? What are you talking about? Well, it all got into government experiments, CIA experiments, that were done in Huntsville, Texas, on the prisoners there. And, of course, they were infecting them and then trying to see if his treatments would work or vaccines would work. The disease got out of the prison. And it got into the community. And people would come down, whole clusters of people with multiple sclerosis, anterior lateral sclerosis. People were dying, and they couldn't let the public know that. And people who tried to get to the bottom of this met an unusual demise. We're not talking about something imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. You want to get the book, Project Daylily. It's available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You want to get our four tape set on chronic fatigue, where some of the people who Dr. Nicholson mentions in his story, I've done interviews with them, people who tracked down, of course, these macabre experiments that were being done on American citizens without their knowledge or consent. You don't think this sort of thing is done? We have a book called A Terrible Mistake. It's the story of, well, you probably heard of the CIA employee who jumped out of a window after taking LSD, only didn't jump out of the window. He was pushed, and the reason he was killed is because he knew of what they had done. What had they done? They contaminated a whole community with LSD. And, of course, many people went mad and died. This was over in France. But they had to then, of course, kind of a cover story. They says it was ergot poisoning. And, of course, Frank Olson, the man who died, made a terrible mistake. He announced to someone he was going to go public with the story, and so they had to kill him. The book, A Terrible Mistake, fascinating information. We need to get our four tape sets on chronic fatigue. You need to get Dr. Garth Nicholson's book, Project Daylily. And, of course, you need to go to our website. There's so much information there. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. They say that truth is sometimes stranger than fiction. Let me tell you that Dr. Garth Nicholson's book, Project Daylily, is far stranger than fiction. So is the book, A Terrible Mistake. So is the four tape sets we have on so many diseases. Oh, incidentally, we have a great four CD set on the Illuminati. Do you know what the Illuminati is or was? Is it still around? Well, these are basically 8 1-hour CDs, and in two sets, you'll want to get them. Part one, part two on the Illuminati and programs with Dr. Dennis Cuddy, certainly the world's leading expert on so many issues, and fortunately a close friend of ours and a great American who's given a great deal of his life and made tremendous sacrifice because he tells the truth. He was blacklisted by literally every university in the United States. With a professorship, and well, he was being prepared to be a professor of history, but when it turned out that he would not simply compromise, that was the end of his career. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Bob Fletcher, who certainly was wrapped up in the Iran-Contra scandal, not of his own making. He had a toy company. It was a successful toy company. Somebody came in and wanted to help him expand that toy company. He made the mistake of selling up half the company without realizing the man who was now his new partner was part of the Iran-Contra cover-up, and of course he was using the company to smuggle guns and all sorts of things. I mean, it's an incredible story. How are you doing tonight, Bob?
I'm all right, hanging in there.
All right, fine. Well, basically, of course, why don't you just briefly, for our listeners who don't know who you are, cover what happened when you sold half of your toy company to this real nice guy, and he just wanted to help you get your toys out across the world.
Oh, well, you would have believed he was the local minister. He was certainly a nice guy. That's a perfect way to describe him. He had a strange manner by which we crossed paths. That later on it became more clear of how that had happened. But basically. As you mentioned, I had a toy business in Atlanta, Georgia. We manufactured toys, and we also had a couple of retail operations selling other things, but also selling our toys also. And we were doing extremely well. I was the only person manufacturing them in the world, and they became just really a hot item. I literally could not make enough to fill my orders. And as opposed to being in trouble because of lack of business, we were actually looking at trying to figure out how to produce enough of these toys. And what happened, I ended up, like you say, was a strange manner by which I met this fella, but I won't get into that. But the bottom line was I merged. He looked at it. He originally said he wanted to buy 5,000 of my toys. This one particular toy we had, wanted to buy 5,000 of them and start distributing into 7-Eleven Magic Markets and convenience stores, where he had one company already doing that with cheap watches in a the inexpensive watches that you can buy from the 7-Eleven stores. And first off, I just said, well, I couldn't even make 5,000 in a short period of time. I wasn't set up for it. And so he said, well, if you need money, that's no problem. I got plenty of money. So he took within a 3 or 4 days, he ended up making an offer to me that was extraordinary, in terms of what I was trying to do. So we're going to be able to expand and put the toys on television and do all of those great things. And he was just going to fund it, and everything was wonderful.
It was too good to be true.
It was.
And he was a CIA operative. This whole thing was a scam, as though they could use the companies to cover for smuggling arms. Go ahead.
That's right. It ended up that this gentleman was, and had been apparently for many years, working for the National Security Agency, the CIA, or all the rest of the secretive groups that, in fact, would supply major weapons, not just little pieces, but actually we're talking about Hellfire missiles, which are a large...
Hold that thought, Bob. Hold that thought. And so basically this little toy company becomes a means of distributing these lethal weapons all over the world. Go right ahead.
It was like a slow... after we had... Actually, we had merged, and I had actually closed down my part of the business and moved all of my production under his roof, under one of his businesses, and I mean, this guy had businesses all over the place. He was buying and selling businesses hand over fist. He dealt with like 7 or 8 inches of credit card tied together with rubber bands. He would carry this around with a good amount of cash in a paper bag half of the time that he would throw into the back of his van when he was in the United States. The one thing led to another, and it was like a slow process. I was meeting these extraordinary people, which included major generals from the United States Army, some of the guys that actually had run the Vietnam War, talking about General Richard Secord, General Heine Adlerholt, that ran Air America, and the famous or infamous drug operation out of the Vietnam War. And they eventually brought me in terms of slowly I would be involved with meetings and meeting these people and listening to what they were saying. They were buying and selling 747 aircraft or 727 aircraft and C-130s out of my toy company. We were talking $12-13 million sales at a time. I was in complete shock. I didn't know what to do. And of course, originally, or coming out of the starting gate, I assumed that this was illegal. And as I met more and more of the people involved, then I realized it was coming out of Washington, D.C. And, of course, the bottom line was that this being what it was I was dealing with now, my partner was a Central Intelligence arms supplier for all of the wars around the world, like the ones that we have going on today.
An incredible, incredible story. And actually, because I've seen when Bob actually went before the Senate Investigating Committee and testified and tried to bring out the truth. And you can actually see this up on the Internet, Bob Fletcher testifying there. And Sidney tried to bring out the truth, but of course it really didn't do much of any good. All of these people were able either to be exonerated or pardoned, and so nobody was ever punished for all of this illegal activity of smuggling arms throughout the world, arms that were used to kill tens of thousands of people. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, our guest is Bob Fletcher. Fascinating information. And, of course, Bob was right in the middle of the Iran-Contra and buying and selling, multi-million-dollar airplanes. It was a little toy business and smuggling all of these weapons. And basically, this was the Iran-Contra complex, the Iran-Contra agenda, and he didn't even know how he got there. And eventually, how did you eventually break with these people?
Well, once they offered me a job, and the terminology was such that they said, well, we want you to function as a courier just to take information over to some people that we're going to be dealing with. And now what he was talking about there, they were talking about selling missiles. And this was, as a matter of fact, this was West Africa, was one of the areas at that time, not counting the Contra business in throughout South America, Central America. So what they said was, we want you to go over, you take information over for us, just fly over, and while you're over there, you just make like you're buying some toys and make like you're selling some toys or whatever. That's your cover, will be your toy operation. And then you will meet with people, get the necessary information, bring it back, and then we'll go from there. We'll pay you. And now this was back in 1986, 87, that period of time, 85. And they just said that they'd give me $2,000 a week for doing that. Plus, I had a contract in my toy business, which was also going to bring me a few thousand dollars a month. So the money and all, I can understand. For me, just to take an airplane flight and get paid $2,000, commonly people would kind of jump at that. You know, the money was pretty good for doing that, and it was rather open-ended. The fella said, bottom line is, I can guarantee you, Bob, that you will make more money than the President of the United States. And okay. And then they pushed me. They wanted me to literally, he said, get your passport in order, because I had had one, but it was outdated. He says, and do that tomorrow. Just by next week, I want you to take a flight course. And I pondered this, over a day or two. And then I just said, hey, look, I don't have anything to do with this stuff. I said, I don't know who you are. At that time, I didn't. I said, I don't know who you are, what's going on, but I'm not going to get involved with this. I said, you owe me about $250,000, so just either give me back my business, cancel my contract with you, or give me my money, and I'm out of here. And the response to that was that he said, well, you're out of here, but you're not going to get any more. You're not going to get any money. And if you say anything about what you've learned here, and then when he said that, he pointed his finger at my head in the shape of a gun and went bang, like that, indicating that they would blow my brains out. So whatever. Initially, I went on. I started to do it in a legal direction, which I just said, I've got contracts. I can't do this. This is just going to be easy. So we started the pursuing with my attorney friend. We started pursuing legal action to retrieve either my business or to get paid. If they would pay me on what they owed me, then I would be all right there also, whichever was going to come out. But the bottom line was, going through a lot of handful of running in circles, what happened was that I received a notification from from the White House, if you will. I guess it came through the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, that the White House had classified my toy company as a national security threat, so I would be unable to pursue any legal activity. And I could not retrieve any money any information on anyone that was even involved with that toy operation, which, of course, is myself, the guy that had bought it, and these other major generals involved. I could not get any information from my own toy company because it had been classified secret, which was rather surprising, considering that what I was making was a small hand puppet. I guess on the basis that the hand puppets were going to be scurrying around the country creating problems. But it went on and on. It became extremely convoluted from a legal point of view. I ended up just losing everything. And, of course, then the Iran-Contra business broke within a few months. period of time that we're talking about, and I started seeing and hearing the names of these same major generals that had been in my toy factory. So that was where, and I ended up being an interviewed witness. I ended up, of course, meeting a lot of congressmen and senators, and the door was opened up to me to get a clear picture of really what was going on in Washington. And it's the picture that nobody else gets unless you're thrust into the middle of something like this. And of course, the big point being my education was finally to realize that nothing was honest. Almost everything coming out of Washington was fraudulent. There was no way to get, you couldn't get anybody honest. The few people that were honest that would move forward in attempting to solve problems legitimately in Washington, D.C., a good senator, a good congressman, or whatever the case may have been, or a good agent from the CIA or something like that, who finally realized that things were crooked, when one of those would surface and start working with me in some manner, many of them ended up actually being killed and or removed from office or some other strange event taking place to take them out of the equation. It was very much like the famous list that we've all seen about the people who were witnesses or had something to do with the John F. Kennedy assassination at the government level, and all of those witnesses are some 100 people that ended up having accidents, suicides, and murders, and plane crashes, and what happened. And, of course, a major one a few years later who was still trying to help out was Congressman Sonny Bono, who I had finally gotten him to move forward to investigate drug smuggling and illegal arms and murder being operated coming out of Washington, coming out of the Capitol. And, of course, Sonny was actually murdered just before he was going to begin his investigation.
Well, it's an incredible story. It's so difficult for people to believe this sort of thing goes on. But, ladies and gentlemen, I can attest that it does go on. We've interviewed a number of CIA assassins. We have that in a four-tape set called Deadly Assassins. We've gone into the background, certainly, of the effort to sink the USS Liberty and kill everybody on board. We have the interview with the men who were on board the Liberty who were told they would be killed if they ever revealed what happened, and took them many years before they were willing to speak out. We have a four-tape set on how they killed Martin Luther King, how four-tape set on how they killed Bobby Kennedy, and, ladies and gentlemen, Saran Saran did not kill Bobby Kennedy. We also have a DVD on that, as well as a book, and then, of course, we have the several four-tape sets on the murder of JFK, including an interview with Lyndon Johnson's mistress, who was quite open in discussing the fact that Lyndon Johnson was involved with the murder of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. So this is not imaginary. Many of my people, confreres, who have been doing what I'm doing, have met very strange deaths. But for some reason or other, why I'm still here and Bob is still here, and I think God must have been looking after you, Bob.
Yes, I guess that's probably the only answer. Because when I look back, I have a good handful of people that had become friends. We had writers. I can remember I had one lady working for ABC or NBC Television, got my story, worked on it for months, and I believe it was going to be, it's funny, I can't remember for sure, but I think it was 60 Minutes, but it was one of the major news programs, and there was many, many of these that were going to do the story. And this lady had reached a point where she was going to do the story and told me to call her back in approximately a month later, because it was falling, if I remember right, it was over the holidays, Christmas. What took place was I called back and I asked for her, and they said, well, she's dead. And I said, well, wait a minute. you know, and I made sure I had the right person, and they said, well, yes. And she died, and she died a couple of weeks ago of cancer. And I said, well, I've been working with this lady for a couple of months on this thing. And they said, well, what's your name, and we'll check on the story. And I said, okay, so I gave them all of that. And the guy called me back in a couple of, whatever, a few days, and said, there's nothing in her files that shows that she ever even talked to you. And that was the end of that. I had another one where Playboy magazine, in their political section, likewise, I worked for 30 days for the story being written, and it went through legal channels and their verification of my story, and went through everything, and the lady called back and said, it's going to typeset, like in 3 days. The story's okay, and it's ready to go. And I was very excited because they had a huge list of readers. And sure enough, she called me back again a couple of days, and her word she said was, the generals, referring to military generals, the generals have very long arms, and they have yanked your story at literally at typesetting. And that was the end of that, and that did go on. And of course,
hold that thought. Go ahead, Bob.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verki water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verki water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Question at all. This whole thing was a setup. We know that Sidney Timothy McVeigh had written to his sister, and he had told her that he was working with a secret special forces unit involved in illegal activity. That story was told in a book called OK Bomb by Jim Keith, who shortly after he wrote the book died under very mysterious circumstances after a minor surgical procedure. I personally did hundreds of similar surgical procedures, arthroscopic surgery. Nobody that I knew ever died, but of course it could have been just a fluke, except that shortly after that his publisher died under very mysterious circumstances. That's Jim Keith's publisher. And then very shortly after that his wife or his ex-wife died under mysterious circumstances. Simply because in a book they put down that Timothy McVeigh had written his sister and told her that he was actually working for Special Forces Unit. He told the same thing to a man named David Hammer. David Hammer wrote a book called A Secret Worth Dying For, and you can find it up on the Internet. Amazon carries a book, A Secret Worth Dying For, by David Hammer, but you'll never see that discussed on Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity. Timothy McVeigh told the same story to Terry Nichols, who told it to Terry Nichols' lawyer. And we've actually interviewed, his name is Trenton Doe. But, of course, you things about with that. And, of course, the man who kept going down to visit Timothy McVeigh was called, his name was Jolly West. He was a psychiatrist who worked for the CIA. I know this is true because I got this from one of Timothy McVeigh's personal friends. I got this from Howard Phillips, and I've forgotten a third source that told me about how Jolly West, one of the psychiatrists that worked with CIA mind control, one of the psychiatrists who was involved in setting up the false memory here in America that said all these people who said that they'd been sexually abused by satanic cults and by their parents and by the CIA. They all had false memories, along with one of the other psychiatrists from the CIA. Why would they set up an organization saying all these people who had dissociated personalities had false memories? And then the same guys down there seeing visiting with Timothy McVeigh. And, of course, you don't have to worry. We'll never find out because Jolly West died shortly after Timothy McVeigh died. Couldn't happen to a more deserving person. So this sort of thing really happens in America, ladies and gentlemen. It really happens. Our number, if you'd like to give us a call, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Bob Fletcher. I've known Bob for a long time. We carry a number of his DVDs. They're excellent. You can depend on his information. Pick up the story there, Bob.
Well, we to briefly kind of wrap up the interesting part of the Oklahoma bombing, Mr. Gary Best and the General Heine Adlerholt and General Richard Secord, which were all the characters. Again, they were the guys that ran Air America during Vietnam, and they were the guys that were in my toy factory with General Singlob, having their meetings, et cetera, on and off. They were they had, again, now it was 10 years after my involvement, they had contracts for the intelligence agency here in the United States to supply weapons in the Azerbaijan, Russia area, in Russia, and with the Azerbaijan and the Armenian conflict during the 1992, 93, 94, and that period of time. they were doing multi-million dollar sales and smuggling of weapons into the country. They had multi-million dollar contracts with both the Russians and the United States government. And that, they literally, Mr. Best, interrupted that multi-million dollar operation and went into Oklahoma City in early 94, whenever it was, and started doing whatever he was doing covertly there temporarily. 30 days later, we had the bomb. He left, sold that company, put that company that he had there into bankruptcy. And by the way, all of this was being done cooperatively with the governor of Colorado at that, or excuse me, of Oklahoma at that time, Mr. Keating.
Right.
And
he did everything he could to cover up what really happened.
And I would
hold that thought. Sure. Hold that thought. We'll be right back here with Bob Fletcher. Well, Bob, why don't you go right ahead?
Well, what after I found out, discovered all of this strange connection, once again, of these characters into the Oklahoma City with some kind of a fraudulent front for at a hamburger manufacturing processing plant. Of course, these guys had nothing to do with that. I mean, you know, this is a guy that's been selling weapons and had this ongoing operation in Russia with the Russian government, even. And all of a sudden, they interrupt their plans, and they're fiddling around with hamburgers in Oklahoma, again, 1 mile from the building. Well, then I sent some Freedom of Information inquiries into the governor's office in Oklahoma, the Governor Keating's office. And the only papers that I got back of any importance or relevance was, and I put it in specifically to see what the connection was between the governor, to find out if he had any paperwork connecting him to Gary Best. And I got back a note that had been sent to an email that had actually been sent to the governor by one of his advisors and assistants that had worked for him. And he said that the note basically said, I have discovered that Gary Best is involved with the CIA. The recommendation is that you stand down from any further contact so as not to get any deeper. And then it was signed off by the fellow that had sent this stuff. It was either a telex or it was a written communication. So, lo and behold, apparently here was a situation where the governor had actually, he did the ribbon cutting for Gary Best Meat Company and was assisting.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Chris is Gary Beck, who had been, Chris had made off with Bob's company, he was a CIA operative. He opened up a hamburger a factory there in Oklahoma City just before the bomb of the Murrah building, and the governor had actually gone and actually done the ribbon cutting with the opening of this hamburger company. And then, of course, the governor, Bob, actually was able to get a Freedom of Information information, a request, and they in that freedom of information request, somebody from the governor's office had written, oh, this man, Rebecca, is affiliated with the CIA. We suggest you stand down. In other words, the governor shouldn't be involved with him anymore. Would that be a fair appraisal, Bob?
Absolutely, yeah. And apparently, see, what had happened there is I did a multitude of communications, even all around all of this stuff. I was trying to get a good handle on what was going on, although it was pretty clear to me, but without some kind of documentation, it's a little difficult. But the governor had, in fact, signed off on a financial assistance loan to Gary Best to help buy this company, which is all of this is a typical method of operation. He buys all these little companies, uses them in whatever manner he wants to, and then bankrupts them, and somebody takes a bath financially with them. So what had happened that the governor actually had been involved to the extent of signing off on one of these state government-assisted loans, which, of course, Mr. Best did not need the loan, but if he can use somebody else's money, that's what he will do. So the governor was kind of up to his eyeballs in this crazy thing anyhow, and apparently, according to this note, the way it was worded, it did not seem that he was that the governor was aware that Mr. Best was involved with the Central Intelligence until he was being informed. Mr. Best moved forward to bankrupt the company. When he did the bankrupting, he utilized his company back in Russia as a primary a lien holder on debt for the corporation. So all the people that the governor had brought along in his pocket to assist financially as stockholders, they were all getting taken advantage of. So they were all going to lose their money, and I guess also including, as a matter of fact, the state of Oklahoma was going to lose money for a loan guarantee. And that all was about to take place until I contacted the prosecutor in Oklahoma City, and I said, this fellow's going in with his meat company, and he's doing a bankruptcy, claiming the lien is this company out of Russia, working out of Russia. And I said, that is owned by Gary Best. I said, you need to look into that. Well, the prosecuting attorney's eyebrows really went up on that one, because this was turning into a fraud. So what happened was the bankruptcy was not, it was voided, and how they ended up working it out, I don't know, but it stopped another handful of people getting screwed by Gary Best and his friends back in, and in waiting for him to return to Russia. To my shock, I was really set aback a few years back when I discovered that that Gary Best had brought his daughter into this, and his daughter now apparently is signed on as president and vice president on several of these fraudulent companies now, and is sort of taking her father's place because he is, or I don't know if he's even still alive as we speak today, but he would be about, maybe 76 or something like that. And what he's done is transferred a few years ago, took his lovely little daughter, who I had met as a teenager. She had now grown up and was supplying weapons of destruction all over the world on the behalf of her father by taking over the corporate leadership in several of the businesses. So, I don't know, it's just amazing.
Well, the thing is that nobody ever says, where do rebels there in Libya get their weapons? Well, yes. I mean, you don't just go out and say, well, I think that's why, 100,000 Kalashnikov, automatic weapons, and, maybe 20,000 hand grenades. I mean, you don't go send it to the Sears catalog to do that. You get it from illegal arms agents, dealers. So many of them are part and parcel of the CIA. So basically we're supplying weapons, I'm sure, to people all throughout the world. We know, of course, the intelligence agencies are involved because a man named Lord James, that you can check this out on the internet, Lord James got up in the House of Lords on the 1st of November. We actually have the text from the Parliament, British Parliament. And Lord James, about 10:30 in the evening, began talking about how he had been sending money, literally billions of dollars, to the Irish terrorists, and to the terrorists in North Africa. He said, I can't talk too much about the terrorists in North Africa. This is an ongoing process. It's a nasty business. Don't criticize me. I'm working for the Bank of England. He said this in the House of Lords. Totally blacked out by every means of communication. The only newspaper we could find that carried this story was the Belfast Telegraph. But it's in the minutes of the House of Lords, and we've got that. You need to find this. If you can't get it, we can get it for you. This is real. Who's funding the terrorists in North Africa? They're the same people who actually were responsible for taking over Egypt, Tunisia, and of course are involved with the riots in Algeria and Morocco, and I'm sure they're providing the weapons for the so-called rebels there in Libya. And of course, remember, the rebels in Libya have the full backing of both the American government and Al-Qaeda. These are Al-Qaeda. These are Muslim Brotherhood. Why, I thought we were fighting Al-Qaeda. I thought they were the ones that we were fighting in Afghanistan. I thought they were the ones behind the attack on the World Trade Center. Absolutely. And we're backing them in Libya. What's wrong with this story? We'll be that as it may. That's how the world really runs, ladies and gentlemen. And Bob Fletcher was right in the middle of it. You go right ahead with the story.
Yeah, and you're right. And this small handful of guys, now, you know, we're talking 5 to 10 people, 15, 20, I don't know, something like that. Really a small number. And at any point in time, when one of the agencies is going to get involved, which you have to note now, from the very beginning when Obama said in Libya we were going to send no troops, we'd have no troops on the ground in Libya, okay? I will wager that we end up with no troops, quote-unquote, on the ground. And I said this actually a few days before Obama had talked about it. Now he's talking about, but here's what will be there. He's talking now that, oh, and by the way, we have CIA advisors that are already there. He admitted that. Matter of fact, one general the other day admitted that the information that they got for doing the real good first targeting on the military targets were supplied by government agents, the CIA operatives that were covertly already in Libya. All right, so the first of the bombing, the best targeting was done by these guys. And all of the weapons, and I don't know if it's the same group now because time has taken its toll. And so they always have somebody coming up behind them, an apprentice, if you will, to take over the job. But there for many years, from the Vietnam War, 60s and 70s, 80s and 90s, it was the same handful of guys. They would always show up if there was a war being started someplace. The weapons were coming through General Heine Atterholt, General Richard Secord. They own gun manufacturing companies. They actually, during the Iran-Contra business, they were having 50-millimeter cannons, automatic rifle cannons, being manufactured for themselves in Alabama and supplying them, actually making the weapons and supplying them through Oliver North and the White House at that time. I had one of the points that I know upset the bad guys quite a bit was very early in the 80s and 87 when they were doing the Iran-Contra inquiry. I had personally gotten my hands on the internals that were by Oliver North back to the president, the vice president, and the head of the CIA that were out of his faith, literally his fault, and emails that had been sent, the telexes and faxes that had been sent internally, where Oliver North specifically even asked for a particular aircraft to be supplied to pick up 1,500 kilos of cocaine mash. And that literally was in my hands and passed to the people that were doing the congressional inquiry. I had the serial numbers of accounts that were drug operations, known to be drug operations, and the actual transfer of United States funding from our government, direct transfers into their accounts, and I had all of that, which I also supplied to the Iran-Contra inquiry. And this is way back in, like I say, in 1987, thereabouts. And you saw what took place? Absolutely nothing. And I sit and watch these guys now, so many years later, just carrying on their lives as if they were all-American good guys, and they were supplying the drugs to the United States in exchange for weapons in all of these different wars. Afghanistan, they talk about the dope over there. Pakistan, they've been dealing. I saw Gary Best on a videotape with the president of Pakistan several years ago, actually sharing the podium at a major military expose in Pakistan. That's how close these people are to these characters. And unfortunately, like you say, nothing happens, and they're the guys, the backbone for the illegal weapons of the entire world. That anything that really amounts to anything is probably connected to one of our intelligence operatives.
And even worse is the fact that they're involved in the drug trade. We carry a book called Drugging America. We carry another book called Defrauding America. We have a four-tape set. Aware of Chris, we had like six interviews on the four tapes. Is there really a war against drugs? And there you'll actually hear the President of the United States, Bill Clinton, when asked by Sarah McLennan at a White House press conference, she asked him about the drug operation at MENA Airport when he was the governor of Arkansas, and Bill Clinton says, well that wasn't me, that was a federal operation there at MENA Airport.
Yep.
Federal operation at MENA Airport, smuggling drugs. Well, he certainly should have known. He was the governor of Arkansas, and at that point he was the president of the United States, and he's saying the federal government was involved in drugs at MENA Airport. Why didn't he do something about it? Why,
as a matter of fact, Dan, I was involved with Bill Alexander, who was out of Arkansas, and he and I also, I had supplied him with information, the same as I did for Sonny Bono, in my that report that's available through you, my CIA and drugs DVD. That's the report that I gave to Sonny. And it shows all of what we're talking about, but not just showing it. It has the people confessing to what they did. It's got the paperwork. I mean, it's just absolutely everything you would need to prosecute these people. And it's available, as I mentioned, through you, or they can buy it to get it through myself. But that same report was put into the hands. I sat down with Bill Alexander, the congressman from Arkansas, and he was trying to get funding to do a very major investigation. Again, the exact same stuff that Sonny was going to do. He was unable, of course, he was trying to get government money to foot an investigation for government corruption, so that's always a little difficult. But that same material that he was looking at, was totally aware of, that involved all of the MENA operations, including, bank accounts, transfers of money, money laundering, $25 million at a time, all of this kind of outrageous stuff. But we had the documents and the people actually admitting it and all of it, and we still can't get to first base. And, of course, Sonny Bono ended up being murdered to stop his investigation.
Well, before we go on, Bob, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry and get in touch with you if they'd like to?
Sure. We're easily located on the internet. Just if you'll punch up on your computer there, BobFletcherInvestigations.com, and our little catalog is there. It shows the 7 most important investigations we've done. They're all on a DVD now, and they're available. It's BobFletcherInvestigations.com. And, of course, you can send us an email. That's all on there, and you can drop us a note. If you've got any questions or anything, we'd be glad to answer your inquiries.
And Bob has done a great job. And, you know, this course goes to the CIA and drugs, goes into weather modification, goes into a fantastic dual weapons, goes into the murder of Sonny Bono, goes into the murder of JFK. And I probably missed a couple more. What are the other two?
Well, that's pretty much the original one, which is a general overview of world order, the New World Order. And we have one on the Oklahoma bombing. And by the way, the information on the Oklahoma bombing, I don't have the information I was talking about today is not on there, only because it had just missed. I didn't realize when we completed that, I didn't know that Gary Best was involved in Oklahoma. But nonetheless, we have the complete explanation of that bombing on the Oklahoma DVD. We have the one that's called Invasion and Betrayal, which is 40 years of chasing the New World Order, the documents on that. The best, and I think most exciting stuff, is the CIA and drugs, and of course the Sonny's report.
And of course, ladies and gentlemen, what this is really all about, this small group of evil people who are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. They're in the process now of suddenly destabilizing the Muslim world, creating the new Islamic world order, so we can have a war with the Muslim world. And they're trying to get the Christians to hate the Muslims and the Muslims to hate the Christians. After all, we need an enemy, and they're creating one. Bob, you got 3 minutes to wrap it up.
Well, again, I'd just like to...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you know what happens to a community that fluoridates its drinking water? Well, the incidence of Down syndrome and endocrine dysfunction, heart disease, thyroid disease, hip fracture, mental problems, infertility, cancer, and crime increases. And if you doubt that, why, go to fluoridealert.org, fluoridealert.org, or the website of the scientists who work for the EPA. That's NTEU280.org. That's NTEU280.org. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, we carry a Berkey water good. It does a great job. If you have the fluoride filter, specifically taking fluoride out of the drinking water, but you're still going to get a lot of fluoride absorbed through your skin if you shower or bathe. So we have now a total home filtration unit. It's affordable. It does a great job. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 to learn about the total home filtration unit. He discovered that there were a group of Nazi collaborators in Byelorussia. They had killed 2 million Jews, 2 million Jews. And they were, of course, punished by being allowed to come to the United States, get good, comfortable government jobs, live out their lives in New Jersey, and they are buried in New Jersey. Everything was done to cover up the story of this genocidal activity. Have you ever heard of this? Of course you're not going to hear of it. The book, America's Nazi Secret, so we carry a number of books by John. One of them is called The Secret War Against the Jews, and that we carry another book that he's written. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Why is John Loftus's book important? Because he talks about the American corporations that built the weapons for the Nazis, not only before the war, but during the war. And at the end of the war, the heads of those corporations, the Americans who worked for the Nazis all during the war, 100 of them, building the weapons that killed our boys at Normandy and the Battle of the Bulge. They were all arrested and taken to a special British prison camp and then quietly released. And nobody ever heard of the 100 American corporations, GM, Ford, AT&T, IBM, Exxon, or Esso, and of course the banks that were involved in building the weapons used to kill our boys. After all, if you don't have an enemy, how can you have a war? And Germany was, of course, bankrupt and had an army that couldn't fight in 1933, and 3 years later, Hitler was invading the Rhineland. And nothing as it appears to be. You need to get the book, America's Nazi Secret. If you ask for the copy of the William Dodd letter, we'll send it. I found it in Colonel House's papers at Yale University, where Ambassador Dodd writes to Colonel House and asks him, why are 100 American corporations building up the Nazi or the German war machine here in 1936? Why are 100 American corporations building the weapons for war? Nobody wants a war. Well, of course, Ambassador Dodd didn't understand. The Council on Foreign Relations, America's secret government, these people who are part of this covert organization, they were covert then, now they're trying to keep out, say, oh, there's nothing secret about it. They're a front for a secret society created by Cecil Rhodes to take over the world. That's covered in Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope. It's available from Radio Liberty. Lots of things you can get from us you won't get elsewhere. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. The fact that the Council on Foreign Relations is a front for a secret society is on pages 951 and 952 of the book Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. You need to get the book. You need to get John Loftus's book. You need to get Ambassador Dodd's newsletter. They're all available. And, of course, it was those CFR corporations that were building up the Adolf Hitler and the Nazis in preparation for the war. Just as today, we are doing everything we can to create the new Islamic world order, this is a phrase used by Mr. Gulen, the richest man in America, at least the richest man we know about. Probably the Rockefellers have more. Gulen has about $50 billion, according to Paul Williams, and he's using it with the full help and support of the CIA to create the best enemy money could buy, to mobilize this whole Muslim Brotherhood throughout the whole Muslim world in preparation for the coming war. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to find out if it's true and then help us get out the truth out before it's too late. Our number 1-800-544-8927. And understand behind this powerful spiritual forces, you need to read Radio Liberty. And then, of course, please pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Today is 31 March. That's right, Thursday, March 31st, 2011. Amazing world we live in today, and a challenge to try and sort out what the real truth is. I know yesterday we kind of threw another huge issue in front of us as to whether or not the Jared Loughner shooting happened the way they said it happened. A lot of questions were asked. If you did not see that program yesterday, or hear that program yesterday, please go